My name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements, or FBI interviews surrounding the Epstein matter. I have never had any knowledge of Epstein's abuse of his victims. I was never involved in any capacity. I was not a participant, was never on Epstein's plane, and never visited his private island. I have never been legally accused or convinced of a crime in connection with Epstein's sex trafficking, abuse of minors, and other repulsive behavior. The false smears about me from mean-spirited and politically motivated individuals and entities looking to cause damage to my good name, to gain financially and climb politically, must stop. My attorneys and I have fought these unfounded and baseless lies with success and will continue to maintain my sound reputation without hesitation. To date, several individuals and companies have been legally obligated to publicly apologize and retract their lies about me, such as Daily Beast, James Carville, and HarperCollins UK. Now is the time for Congress to act. Epstein was not alone. Several prominent male executives resigned from their powerful positions after this matter became widely politicized. Of course, this doesn't amount to guilt, but we still must work openly and transparently to uncover the truth. I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors. Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony. Each and every woman should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes, and then her testimony should be permanently entered into the congressional record. Then, and only then, we will have the truth. Thank you.
That was First Lady Melania Trump a couple hours ago. Here's a story at InfoWars. Watch. First Lady Melania Trump formally addresses rumors of relationship with Epstein. But I wouldn't even say that's what she was doing. I mean, she did address that and basically just said they're smearing us and we have nothing to do with this. But more importantly, I think, is the fact that she called for the investigation. That didn't read to me like a defense of accusations. That was her laying the groundwork going, first of all, they're lying. If they say I had anything to do with this, I want this dude found. I want his associates arrested. Now, interestingly, I mean, this whole Epstein saga with Donald Trump has been about as inexplicable as the Iran war is, meaning that it's Israel, meaning that it's all mysterious and confusing because it's Israel and the media won't tell us the truth about it. But it's really interesting because as she is giving this presentation, Donald Trump is apparently composing a page-long Truth Social post specifically about the very people that uncovered Jeffrey Epstein in the first place, like Alex Jones, who was reporting on Jeffrey Epstein decades ago before anybody else knew who he was and before he'd been arrested for the second and final time. So I guess Melania's on our side. I guess Melania's not MAGA either. I guess you got Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Alex Jones, Megyn Kelly, and Melania Trump, and all of the actual American conservatives who don't want to see our country torn apart for the sake of a foreign genocidal ethnostate called Israel. So it's just sad. It's just pathetic. The saddest, most pathetic thing about all of it is he could just do the right thing. And wouldn't be an issue, and he'd probably go down as the greatest president of our lifetime. He's chosen a different route.
what's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high-quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Alex Jones lights the fuse, and Harrison Smith keeps it roaring. This is the War Room.
Oh, man. The Rogues Gallery, the Peanut Gallery are sounding off. Oh, no. Oh, no, you guys. We've lost the Misfit Patriot. What do we do? What are we going to do without the Misfit Patriot? Oh, no. So, yeah, we got some responses from this Donald Trump attack. Just crazy. Should we go through it piece by piece? Maybe we should go through this. But Laura Loomer responds, President Trump just slammed the woke Reich, including Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and real Alex Jones. Trump called them nut jobs and troublemakers. Oh, no. Oh, no, not nut jobs and troublemakers. Oh, boy. What are we going to do? He said Tucker should see a good psychiatrist. Yeah, I bet he did. Finally, it's been a long time coming. Yeah, finally, your incessant pestering has paid off, Laura. Well done. You've annoyed Donald Trump into doing your bidding and setting himself on fire. Congratulations. Again, you know, it's like you're going to see a bunch of, I guess for lack of a better term, people like Laura Loomer and Mark Levin, you know, sounding off on this in case, as if this is a big, devastating attack. It's just not. That's probably the most pathetic thing about this is, like, Alex Jones didn't even get angry at this. I'm just saying. This man named Alex Jones, he's sort of known for, just put it mildly, just a little bit of a temper. He's got a little bit of a temper sometimes. I think you'll all know that. We appreciate it. It's what makes him him. But yeah, this it's not even like we're not even getting angry. It's just like, okay, I'm sorry this happened to you. Like, this is weird. Alex Jones was Trump's biggest supporter. This is from Cernovich. Alex Jones was Trump's biggest supporter by far back when InfoWars was bigger than all of cable and network news combined. This was in 2015 before the censorship crackdown, which Trump did not fight. Trump let everyone get banned and didn't do anything to fight back. Let me lay it down for you again in case you missed it in the last segment or the hundreds of times we've talked about this in the past. Alex Jones became a target 1 week after Donald Trump got elected, specifically and explicitly because he got Donald Trump elected. And if the crew can find, it's either in the system somewhere, or you can go on my X, search disinformation expert, because we've played the clips before. I'd like to play them again. The so-called disinformation expert, the person who dedicates her entire life, works a full-time job just studying InfoWars, just studying Alex Jones, and under oath and in the trial on the record, she lays out how it was Alex Jones that got Donald Trump elected. And she's giving this testimony during the Sandy Hook trial because that's what it was about. Because time and time again during the Sandy Hook trial, we heard Alex Jones must be taken off the air. Alex Jones must be silenced so that we can cut his political movement off at the knees so that we can stop him from ever ushering another Donald Trump into the limelight like he did in 2015, 2016. So it's not just that, you know, he didn't stand up for us during the free speech, you know, destruction, the censorship that occurred. It happened because we supported him. And he still did nothing to help us. And he still, it's his administration that is stopping or not moving forward with the lawsuits that we have about our rights being flagrantly broken right in front of everybody. So even if we were against Trump as the president of the United States and as somebody who ostensibly believes in free speech, then he should have stood up for us even more so because he literally owes our presidency. He owes his presidency to us. That's what you get for being Donald Trump's friend. That's what you get for giving him something without demanding something in return. That's what you get. The support that Alex Jones gave Donald Trump is worth far more than any amount of money given to him by Miriam Adelson. And if you're running for president in 2016, $200 million worth of ad buys isn't going to do very much. Ask Hillary Clinton. No, the real power in 2016, the real power that got Donald Trump into office was the actual grassroots support from us. But we just gave it to him because we like him, because we wanted to support him, and because he was saying what we had been saying. We didn't form our ideology around Donald Trump. That's what most other people in the media sphere these days, that's where they came from. Even Tucker Carlson, right? Even Tucker Carlson was a neocon, then he became a Trump supporter, and now he's sort of moved on to the more InfoWars side of things. But we were always there. They moved to us. Donald Trump reflected our talking points, not the other way around. Fox News executives begging Mark Levin and Sean Hannity to write this post as they breathe their last dying breath request for Trump to save their failing organization that promoted the death jabs while covering for the plandemic, illegal 2020 election heist, and J6 Fedsurrection. Again, the thing is that we don't even need to say anything. Just wait till November. You can disbelieve us. You can think we're crazy. You can tell us to go to a psychiatrist. I mean, that's fine. How's that going to work out for you? Which, you know, this is really the sad part, is that it's America that's suffering from all this. It's America that's going down because of Trump's just incapacity for human behavior. Yeah, let's go to some of these. So, and oh man, there's just so many angles to take with this. Well, let's keep hearing from the Peanut Gallery for a second. Mark Levin: I'd encourage normal people, wonderful podcasters and others who are decent and patriotic and civic-minded, to stop going on these woke-rike neo-fascist shows and participating in these absurd debates. Stop lending your credibility. Stop. Please stop. Just, would you please stop? He's just begging people to stop. Just stop listening to them and stop looking at them. Just listen to me. Just keep listening to me. It's like, oh, why? Because anybody who listens to anybody other than you realize what a toad you are, what a discredited scumbag you truly are. Stop lending your credibility to their shows and platforms. We have the credibility, you do not. They rely on you to give. And remember, this comes a day after, by the way, there were rumors all over X. It's been not confirmed so far. But when you look between the lines, when you look at the rumors going around about, oh, they're going to start investigating foreign involvement, foreign, you know, funding for podcasters and things. Apparently, there's not actually an investigation into that. There can't be, because all of these people are paid by Israel, so it's just a stupid thing for them to try to do. Not that it really matters. Like, it's just, this is the construct of our law now is, you know, foreign involvement is really bad unless it's Israel, right? Russia bought some Facebook ads in 2016, and we haven't stopped hearing about it ever since. But take a look at AIPAC in Israel. I mean, this is, you know, established at this point. So, you know, it's like, I guess this is just our lot. It's just our lot in life is we just get nothing. We just get nothing. We get these people elected and they immediately turn around and sell us down the river and embrace the people who are fighting against them and trying to stop them. It really is pathetic what they've done to Donald Trump. Very sad. He's got 5 million followers and he gets 12,000 views and less than 400 likes on this post. they're beyond unpopular. Like, it's not even, like, again, you just really have to think about it. They have literally Mark Levin, as the president of the United States, issuing out directives to go watch his show. We are still more popular than him. We have had literally hundreds of millions of dollars stolen from us, hundreds of millions of dollars poured into our destruction. Even the videos we're about to show with this disinformation expert, she talks about the fact that there is an entire industry whose daily bread comes from studying InfoWars, like a general studies the enemy's army's movements. They study us in order to destroy us. They are constantly working behind the scenes to try to disrupt and destroy us. And yet we're still succeeding wildly, wildly. Like we talk about with the ADL, where they go up and they brag about having 40 engineers and A-B testing slogans so they can best manipulate the American people. And it's like they go on and on about the resources they have and the experts and the, and it's like, you're still losing. You're still losing. We don't have any of that stuff. You know what? I have me. I sit here and I just say things that I think. I'm still more popular. We are still more effective than these people with entire industries behind them, because their industry is built on lies, manufactured consent, and propped up fake forced audiences. They don't actually exist. So, you know, it's just, you're just shooting yourself in the foot and revealing your true character for everybody to see. For everybody to see. And he says, you know, I know why Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones have been fighting me for years. Now, again, Alex Jones has been very deeply dedicated to resisting the drive to criticize Trump, and has been criticized and attacked for it endlessly. Again, doesn't appreciate it. What was that? What the hell was that? Pull that up. Who is this? Syrian girl wrote, Pakistan defense minister is furious over Israel's destruction of ceasefire. So this is the Pakistan defense minister says Israel is evil and a curse for humanity. While peace talks are underway in Islamabad, genocide is being committed in Lebanon. Innocent civilians are being killed by Israel. First Gaza, then Iran, now Lebanon. Bloodletting continues unabated. I hope and pray for people who created this cancerous state on Palestinian land to get rid of the European Jews burn in hell. I pray people who created the cancerous state of Palestine burn in hell. Israel's evil and a curse for humanity. He has his hand on the Pakistan nuclear button. I think he should press it. I think you should nuke Israel, Pakistan. Here's my idea. Nuke Israel, okay? Don't tell anybody I said so, but it would be just. It would be just and right and good. Pakistan defense minister calls for Israel's annihilation. Everybody's saying it. Everybody's saying it these days. You know, I was just a little ahead of the curve. Everybody gets it now from the prime minister's office.
I can't believe he's accusing us of committing a genocide against Amalek.
Yeah, all right. So he says, Alex Jones has been fighting me for years. Okay. He says it's because they have one thing in common, low IQs. They're stupid people. I mean, did I not go on a rant about this like 3 days ago? It's like comical. Now, you could come up with other reasons. Are all persona non grata? I effing told you. Told us what? That Donald Trump's an idiot? Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Megyn Kelly, Joe Kent, Hodge Twins, Candace Owens, Sean Ryan, all people I used to think were truth seekers. I was fooled, which I guess is hard because I always take people at face value, and now I can say they're just playing the part, following the clicks. The quartering is a fat idiot who tried to debate Rex Jones, and his only defense was, I'm an idiot. I'm not even kidding. He literally was like, nobody should take me seriously. I don't understand politics. If I say something serious about politics, you should not take me seriously. That was literally his argument. Robert Barnes, you can disagree with them without classifying them as frauds. Strange critique coming from someone infamous for click chasing. I encourage everybody to go on YouTube and search the words Keno Casino. Do me a favor. Pull up a YouTube tab. Type K-I-N-O space C-A-S-I-N-O. Jeremy, the quartering, is currently talking about suing those gentlemen, PPP and Andy Worski, for telling the truth about him relentlessly. He's an embarrassing mess who is panicking because nobody cares what he has to say because, as he admits himself, he doesn't know the first thing about politics and shouldn't be taken seriously as a pundit. So, I mean, that's his defense for why he's wrong about everything. It's very, very pathetic. Like, this is the thing. We're supposed to feel, what, like, intimidated by this? We're supposed to feel upset about this? What are we talking about here? History of degeneracy exposed. We should reach out to the Keno Casino guy. Let's see if the casino guys want to come on. Andy Worski, PPP, extremely talented broadcasters. I think they should come on and give us the lowdown of who quartering really is. Like, that everybody mentioned here, I don't know about Megyn Kelly exactly. You know, Megyn Kelly sort of screwed us over on the Sandy Hook thing too. So she, you know, we got our own issues with her. But Tucker Carlson fired off Fox News for telling the truth, right? Fired off Fox News for continuing to talk about things that Fox News didn't want him to, the truth. He is now far and away the most popular broadcaster probably in the world right now. 10 times as big as he ever was during his time on Fox. Real Candace Owens, at Real Candace O on X. Similar, right? She worked for the Daily Wire, but she talked about Israel in a way that wasn't lying to her audience. So she was fired for that. So what's actually happened here is that the powers that be are watching their universal societal network control no longer be effective, and they're looking for other methods of destruction. Do you see what I mean? It used to be that firing somebody off of Fox News, that was it. You didn't have to worry about him anymore. So that's what they did. What happens? He gets bigger than ever before, becomes totally uncontrolled, and can just systematically destroy the fake narrative from a cabin in the woods. So now they're like, what do we do now? We fired him off Fox News. That should have been it. That should have been the end. In the old days, it would have been. That doesn't work anymore. So now they have to try to discredit him. But everything he says is accurate and true and respectable and intelligent. Which again, is the silly thing about this argument is to treat any of these people like they're stupid. Candace Owens has trouble pronouncing things sometimes. That's can't be avoided. But, you know, it's like I was gonna actually put out this tweet yesterday, but, you know, basically, you're stupid is Hebrew for I've lost the argument. I figured out the translation. When someone calls you stupid or a moron or an idiot or a retard without any further discussion, evidence, anything, especially when you're just saying, like, the sky is blue, like you're saying something just utterly and completely obvious. And then they're just like, I didn't realize how stupid you were. And you're like, all right, man, sure. It's when they have nothing. They have no argument. And they want to use it. And it's not about trying to make you stupid. It's about trying to make other people who disagree with you feel like they're smart for disagreeing with you. But it doesn't work because all of these people are incredibly intelligent. So that must not be it. It must be something else. Are they foreign agents, Trump? Is that what it is? So, I mean, you can see what's happening right now. They're losing. They're losing the argument. Donald Trump is losing popularity and losing the grip on the political movement that he needs to stay out of prison for the rest of his life. So they're panicking. Which is, again, just very silly because they can just, you know, it's like if you ever watch a, a sitcom and the whole plot will revolve around some misunderstanding. And the whole thing, it's like, it's not even enjoyable to watch because it's just frustrating. Because it's like, man, if these two people just said what was going on to each other, like, this wouldn't even be an issue. Do you know what I'm talking about? These plots where it's just like, man, if they just would, you know, speak openly to each other, this wouldn't be an issue. But instead we got to, you know, run around. So, like, in this case, Donald Trump is just lashing out at the people who are right. And you don't have to believe us. You can call us names and smear us at the end of the day. You're going to be in jail because the left is going to throw you in jail and then nobody's going to defend you. So again, it's not even like, you know, bitter or whatever, man. It's just like, this is just who Trump is, I guess. Who Trump is. Rex Jones, badges of honor all around. The emperor has shamed us for saying that he clearly wears no clothes. The Taylor Netanyahu has turned him against us, the American people. Yeah. Nobody cares about them, which is why he had to write a screed about us. They're low IQ, which is why people are listening to us and not you, because we're right about everything. So again, I can't even be like mad at this. It's just pathetic and sad. And Drew Hernandez, is Trump even writing these anymore? Trump has completely disavowed the very independent media that got him elected. And then, you know, went bankrupt for the sake of getting him elected, and never got any help. Never, you know, even now we literally have had our civil rights destroyed. Trump's not doing anything about it. There are reports that Iran is charging fees to tankers going through the Hormuz Straits. They better not be. And if they are, they better stop now. Oh, stop right now. Impotent President Trump. We give Trump to Iran. Would they like him? They can pretend he's president. I don't know. Can we put the old man in a home already? This is kind of it, right? This is kind of like the last straw. Like, it's so clearly, he's so clearly lost and co-opted and controlled by these Jewish influences around him. It's very sad. It's very sad and pathetic. Kiss of death, says Misfit Patriot. Yeah. To America. No, it's a kiss of death to America. They are deliberately tanking the Republican Party so that a bunch of leftists can be swooped in. This might help us. This might be great news, actually. Hey, when the leftist militias go around rounding up all the Trump supporters, just remember that ain't us, okay? We didn't want to be a part of this Iran war. We didn't want to deport a bunch of college students for opposing Israel. That was these people. Go get Misfit Patriot and Mark Levin and Laura Loomer. Have fun. I don't know what else to say. I might have to take your calls on this. I might have to open up your calls so you can sound off on what you people think. Are you turning against us? Now that you know that glorious leader Donald Trump doesn't like us anymore, I bet you're not going to listen to us anymore, huh? You are only listening to us because we've been supporting Trump for so long, right? And now you're not going to listen to us anymore? Is that how this is going to work? Poor Trump.
We have two new products at thealexjonesstore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing, and they're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get the ultramethylene blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head on. everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want it to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research. And then go to theoliveshowstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners in the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber. Lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time. So all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs. Cancel any time. $30 a month. You get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, folks. 2016 Never Trumpers to 2026 MAGA. Bunch of ugly freaks. The entire reason Alex Jones was targeted with the lawsuit was because he supported Donald Trump and was crucial to him getting elected in 2026. We got raked over the coals for our support, and this is how he repays us. Just retweeting some proof that it was literally because we got Donald Trump elected that they went after us. Now he basically says we deserve it. We deserved it all along. Interesting. He lost his entire fortune, as he should have, for his horrendous attacks on the family of the Sandy Hook shooting victims. Yeah, maybe. So, just putting this out. Let's go to some of these. Let's go to some of these videos that just prove exactly what I'm saying. Just because, again, I'm not. I don't know. I have trouble being bitter about this. I think I have a pretty high tolerance for being betrayed. It's happened to me a lot. I don't know why. People just do this sort of stuff, you know? It's just like you just do everything for them. Like I said, I mean, my life has been made tangibly worse by the bankruptcy lawsuits. It's been a gigantic source of stress and frustration, the crap we've had to go through because of the bankruptcy, or just the anxiety of not knowing, you know, if I'm going to have a job the next day or whatever. And again, people mock that too. Oh, well, you're shutting down again. It's like, yeah, it sucks, actually. It actually sucks having your entire existence, the whim of some federal bankruptcy court that seems deliberately designed to destroy you. Yeah, it sucks. But it's like, I guess we should have known. I guess we're stupid. Guess we're idiots, you know? For thinking that Donald Trump. And again, it just. Again, it's like, I just don't get it, because just like with all the other stuff that we talk about, like Lindsey Graham or any of these people, it's like, I understand that you know, whatever, you think it's fine if the Democrats take power again, because, you know, you'll just try to weather the storm of MAGA to get back to the neocon construct that used to exist. Like, you're going to be arrested by the left, who is openly talking about the fact that they don't need a crime. Your beliefs are a crime enough. Your support of Trump is evidence of your guilt. So that's why I'm like, I don't even if you don't like us, like, don't you understand that the way you're going is going to lead to your ultimate destruction? What do we not get about this? It's like the same thing with Trump. It's like, you're just destroying America completely. That's just what your goal is at this point, I suppose. You're doing everything you possibly can to hand victory over to the Democrats. And then you can just look forward and you just know that they're going to blame us. You just know it. We're not the ones that started the war with Iran. We're not the ones that tried to cover up the Epstein files. We're not the ones that got cold feet on mass deportations. We're not the ones that failed to pass the SAVE Act. We're not the ones who did any of this. This is all you. So, you know, have fun with Loomer and Levin. I'm sure they're great at dinner parties. And the thing is, like with all of this stuff, it's all clear, like projection. It's the only way I can interpret this. He says, they've all been fighting me for years, especially by the fact that they think it's wonderful for Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, to have a nuclear weapon. Especially, so if you're not with us, you're against us. So if you don't want to invade Afghanistan and Iraq, it's because you're on the side of the hijackers, right? On 9/11. You get that we've been through this before. This isn't convincing anybody. Especially by the fact they think it's wonderful for Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, to have a nuclear weapon. I'll tell you what. If my goal was to have Iran have a nuclear weapon, I'd say keep it up, buddy. I'd say keep it up. I think everything you've done so far has contributed to Iran potentially having a nuclear weapon. Did you succeed in getting their uranium? No, you didn't. Oh, darn. Did you start a war over it, but you failed? You did. Oh, how'd that bombing at Fordow or Natanz go? Operation Midnight Hammer, your big crowned jewel achievement. How'd that work out for you? Didn't work, huh? Didn't work out. Darn it. What about the JCPOA? That seemed like a pretty good method of restricting Iran's nuclear capabilities. You tore that up, did you? Okay. Like, this is the thing. You don't have to take it from me. You don't have to take it from me. You can think about it yourself for 10 seconds and come up with the right answer. Is the war in Iran moving Iran away from having a nuclear weapon? Is it making them poorer? So far, the upshot, the ultimate outcome of the war in Iran that we can be pretty sure of is that they are never going to get rid of their nuclear program. And now they're going to be able to make something like $500 billion a year, or at least $100 billion every single year, charging fares for ships transiting the Strait of Hormuz. How much you want to bet Trump would kill us if he could? What do you think the likelihood is that if he could, Trump would just drop a bomb on us. The far right, right wingers that got him elected. And nothing more is like, the more I think about it, the more it's just like, damn, we really did get fooled. We really did get conned. He really is what our enemy said he was. So, just sad. Just sad what has become of him. They don't even go on television. They got thrown off of television. You got us. Yep, we got thrown off of television. That's awesome. They're nut jobs, troublemakers, and will say anything necessary for some free, cheap publicity. Now they think they can get some clicks because they have third-rate podcasts, but nobody's talking about them, and their views are the opposite of MAGA. Or I wouldn't have won the election in a landslide. Well, tell you what. Now you don't have us. And I'm telling people literally to vote against you at this point. You think you're going to get a landslide again? And again, the funny part is, the only reason he got a landslide in 2024 is literally because he finally, for the first time ever, actually embraced what InfoWars has always been about by bringing on RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard. That's what brought a bunch of left, you know, people on the left over to Trump. And that's the exact coalition that he has squandered here. So again, I really wish I could convey to people how it feels to be the target of this stuff, because it's just kind of weird. Like, that's all it is. It's just kind of weird. And I think people expect this to be like a punch in the face. It's not. It's really not. Because it's not us. I mean, he's not talking about us. He's using our names, but I don't know who he's talking about. Doing things for clicks. I mean, I'll tell you, ever since I released the Eighth Front War, my follower account has been ticking up pretty steadily. I've been losing like 100 followers a day because of this. Do you think I care? Do you think I care? Here's the difference between me, Alex Jones, and anybody else that is approved of by the establishment, let's just say. I would rather tell the truth to 10 people than lie to 1,000. That's what separates us. We would rather, I mean, if Alex Jones lost everything, including the studio and the crew tomorrow, you don't think he'd be out on the street corner with a bullhorn the next day doing exactly what he's been doing for 30 years? We're the real deal. We actually believe what we say, and we have nobody controlling us. Donald Trump can't say that. Donald Trump has been repeatedly humiliated over the last, well, I mean, this entire administration has been a constant humiliation for Trump. Constant. And it seems like over the last month or so, those humiliations have stacked up. And yet the people around him are blaming us, who have only given him good advice, only told him the correct way to do things. But again, yeah. You know, so like to explain how it feels is kind of like, I don't know how to put it. I don't know how to put it without like sounding conceited, I guess. Or it's just like somebody. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but it's literally like if I'm like, oh, the sky is the color blue, and so if I like this idiot thinks the sky is blue. Like, if somebody said that to you, would you be like, what? I'm not an idiot. No, it is blue. No, trust me. No, you'd just be like, okay. I mean, it is blue. Like, it's, you know, it's not like insult. It's not like, I'm being insulted. It's just like, what are we doing here? We're telling you the truth. It's very simple. It's not complicated. We're not trying to, like, convince you of something. So we're, like, emotionally invested and, like, I got to convince him of this thing. It's just like, here's the truth. There it is. And if you want to call us idiots for just saying the truth, I don't think it has the effect you think it has, okay? Like calling somebody stupid. Like, I don't know. See, the problem is I'm not stupid, so it's like maybe a stupid person like actually is like self-conscious about that. What did she, okay. Yeah, totally, yeah, we're all flipping out over here, right? Ah, it's just like, damn, this dude sucks so bad. That really sucks, man. Or another, it'd be like, you know, it'd be like, I don't know, so something horrible happens to you. I don't even need to come up with metaphors. It's literally what happened here. But, you know, just like imagine your friend, you know, learns that your house burned down. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then later you just like hear him on the phone just being like, yeah, did you hear that idiot got his stupid house burned down? He deserves it, to be honest with you. That scumbag. I'm glad his house burned down. I would have burned it down myself if I could have. It's like, whoa, that's crazy. I mean, you don't have to like me. You should still recognize that, like, what's happened to us is bad and we don't deserve it, especially since we've suffered all of it because of you. Because of you, literally. Let's go to the videos, just so people can understand what I'm saying. Just so people can hear what I'm saying. This is the... So I published this first in November of 2024, you know, when one of the first rounds of our imminent shutdown was dominating headlines. And it's been since November 2024 that it's been a constant, like, you know, you might have insurance next month, you might not. Just a really crappy way to have to live your life when you're trying to raise a family. And again, it's just like, we have all personally suffered because of our support for Donald Trump. And this is how he repays us. So let's go to the video from November 2024. Here's me explaining that we were literally targeted for this bankruptcy lawsuit 10 years after Sandy Hook, but 1 week after Donald Trump got elected. Let's watch. Go to Google, search Alex Jones, Sandy Hook, go to the news tab, go to custom date from January 1st, 2013. So that would have been 2 weeks after Sandy Hook occurred, to January 1st, 2016. And I searched Alex Jones, Sandy Hook. And what you'll find, there's just nothing. There's not a single headline or a single story about Alex Jones being related to Sandy Hook. Not a single one. But the interesting thing is, change the parameters from January 1st, 2016 to January 1st, 2020. Suddenly there's thousands. And it just goes on and on and on. The first story relating Alex Jones to Sandy Hook was literally 1 week after the election in 2016. Sandy Hook truther Alex Jones says he got a nice thank you call from the president-elect. And then it was 1 day after that, daughter of Sandy Hook victim demands Donald Trump disown Alex Jones. I want to impress upon you what's actually behind this whole thing. They decided that a good attack vector on Donald Trump was to associate Alex Jones with Donald Trump and Alex Jones with Sandy Hook. For years and years, that was never a thing. It's all absurd, but that's just my personal view.
So again, you know, it's...
This is what I mean, is that it's actually not a reflection on us. That's the thing, like, you need to understand. It's not, we're not sitting here like, oh my God, what did we do wrong? Because we haven't done anything wrong. This is just added on to the betrayal. And it proves us right. And it proves us absolutely right that all the hope that people had in Donald Trump turns out to be utterly misplaced. And again, you know, they say in every cynic is a disappointed optimist, because you could imagine what it would be like if Donald Trump was the real deal, if he wasn't completely beholden to a bunch of Israeli billionaires who apparently have his nuts in a vice, and they walk him around like a dog. And it's just pathetic and sad. I mean, if he was the real deal and it actually been like, hey, you know, I got elected because of the you know, free speech of these sort of alternative guys that don't have official support, and now they're being targeted. He could have shut that down immediately. Of course, we presented them with the civil rights lawsuit. Apparently, it's still going forward, but just nothing for us. Because we gave to Trump without asking for anything. Right? I mean, I guess we should have withheld. I guess we should have... crunched up a bunch of Cheetos and put our face in it to try to turn ourselves orange like Glenn Beck did. That probably would have been a good move. Probably should have compared Donald Trump to Hitler like Ben Shapiro did. Which is one of the ironies is if you go back and look at Ben Shapiro writing about Donald Trump in 2015, 2016, he's using exactly the same words that they're using to talk about Tucker Carlson now. Exactly the same words. So that's the answer, I guess. That's the outcome of this. That's a conclusion I can't help but come to. So, again, let's confirm this. Again, let's go to an expert on this, the disinformation expert who testified in the Sandy Hook trial that InfoWars was saddled with and then got a default judgment. It's just all totally, completely illegal. We've detailed it out a million times. Again, it's like, what are we supposed to do? Feel bad about covering Sandy Hook? It doesn't matter. If it wasn't Sandy Hook, it'd be something else they'd pull out of their butts to sue us over. It was about our support for Trump. I guess we can regret that. What is there to say? What is there to say? Let's go to the disinformation expert. This is a woman whose entire job is to study InfoWars. And here's what she has to say about why they were having this bankruptcy trial in the first place. Let's watch.
It is difficult to overstate Alex Jones's role in spreading anti-government conspiracy theories. In 2011, a Rolling Stone article stated that Jones draws a bigger audience online than Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck combined. In 2016, the Washington Post reported that Jones claimed 5 million daily listeners. His YouTube channel, the Alex Jones Channel, has 56 videos with more than 1 million views each. I was about to read the citation. That's the end of the quote.
In the study, when it says that it's difficult to overstate Alex Jones' role in spreading anti-government conspiracy theories, is that consistent with your research and work in this case?
Yes, it is.
Can you explain why?
Yes. When scholars are looking at different producers of media online, I mean, there's a range of factors that we look at, but I would say that two of the most important ones are analyzing the content itself. So what is this person saying? What ideas are they promoting? And another equally important aspect is what is the size of their audience, or even beyond their core audience, what's the size of their reach? And in terms of combining the types of disinformation that Alex Jones promotes and the size and scale of his audience, I can't think of another person working in media who is comparable to him. He's unparalleled in terms of that combination. 3 degrees of Alex Jones became a running joke. No matter where you started on YouTube, it was said, you were never more than 3 recommendations away from a video by the right-wing conspiracist who popularized the idea that the Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012 had never happened, and the bereaved parents were mere actors playing parts in a murky conspiracy against gun owners.
Is this conclusion consistent with your research as it concerns social media and algorithms?
Yes, it is.
Okay, can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yes, so over the years, YouTube has built up this a series of different algorithms. I think the most famous being the recommendation algorithm, which lists recommended videos on the side of whatever video you are watching. They also have their search algorithm, which decides what to return back when you enter certain search terms. They also have an algorithm if you have autoplay on. It's an algorithm that determines what plays next. And it turns out that Alex Jones and InfoWars content, when he was on YouTube, played very well in the algorithms. This content would get surfaced really easily, again, to people that were not even necessarily InfoWars fans or viewers. And so it was really easy for a really wide range of people to be exposed to this content. And on top of that, I think I can't speak to Mr. Jones's strategy specifically, but in general, it's common practice for people on these websites to develop what's known as SEO, search engine optimization strategies. So people very specifically will kind of work to get their content surfaced highly in those algorithms.
How did she put it exactly? His impact is impossible to overstate. So, now the good news is, we are actually bigger than we ever have been before. Our audience is bigger than it ever has been before, and we're not too far away. And I believe Alex will be making the announcement somewhat soon. But we're about to explode. We're about to get a hell of a lot bigger, and we're about to hit the ground running on a new operation that is going to make InfoWars a footnote in what is to come. So I hope you can support us in this mission. I don't think I need to remind you, we don't have anybody. We don't have anybody. We don't have any billionaires. We don't have any millionaires. We don't have any politicians. We got nobody helping us ever for anything. So why have we succeeded? Why are we still around? Why have we not succumbed to the completely rigged lawsuits, fake show trials that we've been subjected to? Why have they not been able to silence Alex Jones, myself, and the rest of the InfoWars families? Because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's nothing they can do to stop you from supporting us, supporting yourself, and sticking a big middle finger to anybody that wants to stop us, whether it's Hillary Clinton, Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro, Donald Trump. It doesn't matter. None of it matters because we have you, and as long as you support us, we will continue to stay on the air and continue to tell you the truth, even when it's about Donald Trump being a slave of Israel. If you feel like being lied to, if you feel like being told comfortable truths, if you feel like following people that would rather lie to 1,000 people than tell the truth to 10, then there are lots of outlets out there. You'll just be confused and wrong and surprised a lot of the time. Or you can watch InfoWars, Tomorrow's News Today, understand exactly what's going to happen, hear the people that actually understand what's going on, and get the truth in an unfiltered, unvarnished, and totally unsupported way. And by the way, We are not going to be InfoWars in a very short amount of time. Get your InfoWars branded stuff today, because you're not going to be able to get it for much longer. And once we go down, they're going to become collector's items immediately. So anything branded InfoWars, get it today. TheAlexJonesStore.com/Harrison if you want to let them know who sent you.
I'm very pleased to announce two new great products at thealexjonesstore.com that'll 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at thealexjonesstore.com, and they're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. And this is one of the most popular long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods and everywhere else because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, thealexjonesstore.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, it's very, very smooth without the letdown, lasts up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill, a strong dose of high-quality ashwagandha root, known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. That's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to, say, 10 p.m., and I've been, you know, jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Big League and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years to relax. If I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode, and this is how I do it. Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Yeah.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.